Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison, a little more about the impossible meat craze. Back on that in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Elisa Harrison is Vice President for Global Marketing and Issues Management for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She was on a panel at the American Farm Bureau's annual convention down in Austin, Texas, looking at all the additional things going on right now in the meat aisle, both at the retail level, but also among a lot of restaurants right now. A lot of folks that are selling products to consumers at the retail level, but especially at the restaurant level, are really all excited about the idea of impossible burgers or beyond meat. Elisa Harrison says as far as the beef industry is concerned, the key is to make sure consumers understand what these products really are all about.
We know that the consumer out there is very smart, and when they have the right information, they will, you know, make good choices from that standpoint. I think it's important to remember that this is a very small part of the market, and what our research shows is that consumers who are trying some of the meat alternatives, it's not taking away from the beef consumption. They're still eating the same amount of beef, the same amount of chicken, the same amount of pork. These are just another protein option that is out there today. From a consumer standpoint, they look at this all as just options for them. And our research has also showed us that when we go out and are more negative about some of the plant-based products that are out there, they don't like that. They don't like the beef industry going out and, you know, trying to squash innovation or some of these products, because they make those choices themselves, and they think that it's up to them to decide what they want to eat. And so when we go out and talk to consumers, we've spent a fair amount of time trying to make sure that we're presenting information to them in a way that they want to receive it, and where they want to receive it, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, any of those. So that's where we're kind of playing from that standpoint. And so when the consumer has the products in front of them, whether it's a plant-based burger or, as I said, lentils or tofu, they're looking at it completely differently than what we are. And so I think it's important for us to keep in mind it's not an either or, and it's not a substitution for beef. Now, the same number of people who say that they're vegetarian or vegans has been consistent for the last 30 years. I don't anticipate that that's going to increase any. It's just a matter that this is just another product that's on the marketplace today for consumers. And there's a lot of noise and a lot of buzz out there from the earned media standpoint that some of the newer companies are actively trying to see. And so it's just important to make sure that we're looking at the marketplace and we're looking at the consumer in a way and from their perspective, because at the end of the day, those are our customers too, and we don't want to turn away those customers that we do have. Beef demand is very strong. It has been for years. It continues to go up. We're eating more beef today per capita than we have since 2015, and consumers are willing to pay more money for it. So demand is strong, and it's still overwhelmingly there's far more beef sold in the United States and consumed than some of these alternative proteins.
Elisa Harrison on the impossible meat craze. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you're invited to take part in their 2020 Winter Policy Meeting set for Tuesday, January 28th, 9 a.m. start time at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. OCA members will have the chance to share their input and exercise their membership voting power to set policy for the coming year. For more information, you can contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.